Again, all morning long, we're celebrating those with disabilities who are doing amazing things. For more information on our guests, you can like us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now and like us there now and join the conversation there as well. In the studio with me now, we're joined by Ashley and Jack. Jack, at the age of 7, he broke barriers. He is the first dancer with Down syndrome to perform with the Cincinnati Ballet. It's our pleasure to welcome Ashley and Jack to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Hi.
And Mr. Jack, welcome.
Hi.
So, Jack, how old are you, buddy?
8.
You're 8?
Yes.
All right. And so I hear
hi.
You.
Hi.
And I hear you did some really cool things, and I'm going to talk to your mom. I hear you're a dancer. Is that right?
Yes.
What kind of dancing do you do?
Upper ballet.
Ballet.
Apple ballet. All right. That's awesome. Cool.
Apple.
All right. So, Jack, can I talk to you? You mind if I talk to your mommy?
No.
No talking to mommy?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, talking to mommy. Mom, tell me a little bit about Mr. Jack before we get into his dancing adventures. Tell me a little bit about Jack.
So, Jack is 8 years old. We live in Fort Thomas. He goes to school at an elementary school in Fort Thomas. He is included with his typical peers in school. He also has some time in special education. He loves to do all kinds of sports. He does swimming and basketball. He is also involved in the ballet program at the Cincinnati Ballet that's in a collaboration with Children's Hospital.
Okay. So let's talk about that very quickly. So how did you get involved with this dance program?
It was actually really serendipitous. We were at an annual checkup at physical therapy at Children's, and Jack has really good gross motor skills. And so the physical therapist was asking me what I do to promote his gross motor skills. And I said, gosh, I wish there was a ballet program or some kind of dance program. And she just lit up and said, we are starting one, and it starts in, I don't know, maybe 10 days. And so, so it just kind of worked out really neatly.
How did the opportunity to perform in the Nutcracker, how did that come about?
So he had been doing the program for about 3 years when we started talking about the Nutcracker. And Julie Sunderland is the person at the ballet that coordinates the class. The class is called Ballet Moves. And she said, you know, maybe it would be neat. I think we were kind of teasing about it, honestly, in the beginning. You know, maybe it would be neat if he was in the Nutcracker. And we kind of sat on it a week, and I teased her, and I said, I'm going to go to Russia, and we're going to homeschool, and we're going to commit to ballet. And then one week I said to her, Julie, I just really think this would be really cool, and I want Cincinnati to be on the forefront of this. Our program is one of the best in the country, one of the first in the country for people with disabilities, and I just think it would be so neat if he was on a stage. And Julie had just been to a conference about teaching dance to people with disabilities. And one of the things she learned was that it's very important for people with disabilities to see their peers, their similarly able peers on the stage performing. So we made it happen.
So one of the cool things about this is I understand that Jack actually earned his role. It wasn't like they just gave it to him. He actually had to earn it, so which is really cool.
He did. So Jack works really hard in his class, and he does a really good job working on his impulse control and his behavior. And, you know, he's got low muscle tone, so everything that he does takes him so much more energy. Then he has to work on the dance, too. He has to work on the gross motor skills and the motor planning. And, you know, there's a lot of fine motor in dance. There's a lot of emotional expression in dance. And so he has to work at all of that. And we really had to prove to the ballet that he could do it. And that was, you know, we had some hurdles trying to prove that to them. But through some wonderful advocacy and just an incredibly inclusive mindset at the ballet as a whole, he did it and he rocked it out. It was really beautiful.
Okay. So what was it like for you as mom to see him on stage for the first time, to see him on stage in the Nutcracker, which is this iconic, you know, performance?
Well, it was, you know, it was funny because Julie and I were backstage watching him. And I was Thrilled, so excited, and I was probably pumped up like an Olympian before their sport. And Julie was biting her nails and cringing and so nervous about how he would succeed. So it was really funny how we, you know, kind of behaved differently. But from a bigger perspective, I think that was probably the way I felt in the moment. Obviously, it was just so wonderful for him to be included and for him to have the spotlight and to know that his hard work at a really important program was getting a spotlight and all those people were there to see him.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, all morning long, we're celebrating people with disabilities who are doing amazing things. In the studio with me, we're joined by Ashley. Ashley's 7-year-old son is breaking barriers. He is the first dancer with Down syndrome to perform with the Cincinnati Ballet. He's here in the studio with us also. For more information on our guest this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, like us there, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and we'll have more information there as well. You can also join the conversation there as well if you'd like. Now, I understand that Jack received the royal treatment during his performance. He got his own dressing room. He was interviewed by the press. So he got the royal treatment.
Oh, the coolest part was how inclusive the people at the ballet were. From stagehands that developed patterns of giving him high fives. There was one person that gave him a piece of candy every time he got off the stage. To the costume directors that were phenomenal, to every single person there gave him the royal treatment. And so much of it was about getting Jack to perform. Jack had some sensory processing needs at the time that he was performing. And he, for example, didn't like his tie. And then he had to wear different shoes and he had to wear tights and he had to wear all of these different things. And it was kind of a trick to get him to put all of his costume on, to get him to get used to the big crowd outside, to get him to even say hello to the people. And the people at the ballet were so awesome about giving him his own dressing room and letting him wear things that he wasn't supposed to wear without being washed. And, you know, that sort of thing that was just like really, really neat and really accommodated what he needed to succeed.
Ashley, what advice would you have for other parents listening this morning? Maybe they have a child with a disability and their child wants to sing or dance or perform or whatever, or just general information for parents raising a child with special needs. What advice would you give to parents?
I think so much of it's about celebration. We just celebrate what Jack loves, what Jack is good at, where there's an opportunity for Jack. And if there isn't an opportunity, then you have to create that opportunity. You've got to look at people that are willing to consider working with somebody with a disability, consider what their abilities are and focus on that part and not focus on the disability. And I think a lot of what we as parents have to do is we have to encourage other people to see the ability, to see the likenesses, because when it all boils down, we are so much more alike than we are different.
Looking towards the future, do we have a future dancer? Is that something you think he wants to stick with, something he loves, or he may move on to the next thing?
You know, right afterwards, I hoped that he would, you know, continue to do big performances with the ballet. And I think that that certainly is still open. His interest has not really waned, but he's just become interested in other things also. So he still does the program. He still loves the program. I see him on stage. He belongs on stage. He loves the attention. but, you know, I mean, he also does a great job playing basketball. He just started Special Olympics swimming, and he's having a lot of success at that. You know, whatever he does, he's going to rock it out.
All right. Good, good. I just have one question for you, one final question. So, you know, after he performed and everything, did you see any a change in his, like, his behavior, maybe his confidence level or anything like that? Anything you noticed after the performance?
What's so neat was actually during the performance, he could be giving us fits about getting dressed or not saying hi to people. And, you know, backstage, we would look at each other and say, oh, I don't know if this one's going to be as good. And he would get out on that stage and it was like he knew that he had to shine. And he knew, I think he knew also, I mean, we certainly told him that he was representing other people with Down syndrome and other people with disabilities and that he was really breaking some awesome ground. And certainly afterwards, he took a lot of pride in the performance. And what's funny is people recognize him and will say, oh, are you the little boy I saw that was in the Nutcracker?
How many performances did he do?
I think he did 7.
All right. Look at that.
Yeah.
So he knew when Showtime was on, I have to have my game on.
Oh, he did. So the best thing was the first performance that he had, he walked out on the stage and he saw the chairs, and the chairs had people in them. And down by his side, he had his hand kind of down by his hip, and he just gave the most shy little wave. And he came off the stage and he kind of fanned across the audience and he said, "People." And it was like, they're all here for me. So he knew. Yeah, he knew he was there for a reason.
Well, that's awesome. Jack is awesome. He's in the studio. He's totally lost interest in us in this interview. He is watching TV. So, you know, I'm not as cool, and I get that. So
yeah.
So we're hanging out. It's really nice to meet you guys. And thank you so much for taking time to join us on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. See you, Jack, buddy.
Jack, say bye.
We've been speaking to Jack and his mother, Ashley. All morning long, we're celebrating those with disabilities who are doing amazing things. At the age of 7, Jack broke barriers, becoming the first dancer with Down syndrome to perform with the Cincinnati Ballet. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, for more information, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now and join the conversation there as well. Well, that's it for this edition of the show. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.